It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Over 70 million Americans suffer from some form of sleep disorders, and one out of every three people have some insomnia at some point in their lives. Now, in fact, I had a terrible insomnia 5 years ago after a traumatic brain and neck injury, and so I'm super excited to introduce our next guest, who is the best-selling author of Sleep Secrets, How to Fall Asleep Fast, Beat Fatigue and Insomnia, and Get a Great Night's Sleep, Ronald Bazar. Thanks so much for being here. Great to have you. Now, I must tell you, 9 out of 10 of my new patients all need more sleep. So, and that's even if they think they don't need sleep. I always believe that they need sleep. So why is it so imperative to living a longer, healthier life?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Suzanne. I appreciate it. Let me get right into it. Sleep is probably the most important health variable of all. Beats exercise, beats diet, all those things are important, but sleep, if you don't get enough of it, don't get enough quality sleep, your health is going to suffer. So, sadly, as you say, so many people today do suffer from insomnia and other sleep disorders.
Oh, gosh, that's for sure. I know that, you know, in my practice, the sleep has a lot to do with rejuvenating your body, replenishing your mitochondria, which are the powerhouses in your muscles and your heart and your eyes and all, your whole system. And I know that also, you know, doing all the research, longevity. You will live longer when you sleep more. People don't realize that. I'm not understanding why people are nowadays thinking that they can live off of 5-6 hours. You know what I mean?
It's not enough for most people. There are a small, tiny percentage of the population that does fine on less than 6 hours sleep. The test is, are you sleepy during the day? If you're yawning and tired and not full of energy, you're not getting enough sleep. So need more.
We do need more. What got you into writing this book, Sleep Secrets? It's a brand new book that just came out and a bestseller. So what got your interest in sleep?
Well, it actually began when I was a kid because my mother was a night owl, and I somehow as a kid became a night owl and suffered from insomnia just like she did. And early on, my dad was a pharmacist, so I started taking sleeping pills, you know, a quarter of a tab they'd give me and so on. And in college, I had to arrange my classes so they'd begin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I never went to bed before like 4 or 5 in the morning.
So
I couldn't sleep.
Wow.
And then when I hit Harvard graduate school and classes started at 9, I was a total wreck. I mean, it was terrible for me. And lo and behold, I found later on in the 80s, I got myself into the sleep business, as I call it, selling innovative sleep products with a business called Good Sleep Products International. We developed and marketed wonderful sleep products from around the world. And then in the early 2000s, I developed an enlarged prostate problem, causing me to wake up all the time at night to pee and had difficulties getting back to sleep. So my hunt for solutions began even in greater earnest then. So I combined all that knowledge together into the book by doing a lot of research from all the sleep experts and doctors. And the problem with a sleep expert or a sleep doctor is that they have excellent information and insight from their point of view, but it may not be what you need in particular. You could suffer from insomnia, and it could simply be a result of the bed you're sleeping in or the pillow or your exposure to too much light and nothing to do with what's going on in your mind, and yet they may prescribe for you cognitive behavioral therapy as a solution or different kinds of mind awareness and breathing techniques, but it could be something else that is triggering it. So what I wanted to do was to bring together the best information about sleep in a comprehensive guide so that the reader can go through and say, I wonder if that could be something. I want to trigger in the reader insight that may enlighten them for their own particular situation, because no one doctor, no one person has all the answers. It's just we're too complex.
I love what you're saying. Absolutely. I am so on your page, too, because I looked at your book, and thanks so much for sharing your book with me. I love your book. The amount of information, it's full of remedies that you can do. And I'm not talking about like taking supplements or anything like that. You really go into all the details about your sleep hygiene, what to look out for, you know, how to optimizing your routine of sleep, of what time to wake up, what time to go to sleep. You talk a lot about your environment, you know, things that can be bothering you in your environment, and you know, food allergies. And that's one thing I want to talk about right now, is how you think that also food allergies are related to sleep. Isn't that correct?
Well, absolutely. And I'll broaden the definition of a food allergy to food sensitivity, because an allergy is usually something people relate to, you know, rashes, sneezing uncontrollably, you know, strong body reactions that they can see to a particular food. But a food sensitivity can be something that just helps you create the insomnia, the lack of sleep that you're struggling with. So sugar, let's take sugar as an example. Too much sugar can cause an excess of cortisol, which is triggers an alertness response in the body. So too much alertness response and you want to try to sleep, well, you're going to have a difficulty with it. So we all know that sugar in excess can be very harmful. So for some people, that may be a food to pay a particular attention to. Of course, coffee, nicotine, and alcohol all have negative consequences for many people. Not everybody, though, suffers from caffeine. I know someone who would drink a double espresso at 10 o'clock at night before bed after, you know, and sleep soundly. So again, there's no one cause for everybody. MSG is another thing, and some people, they have a strong reaction to MSG. That's the food, in Chinese food. But, of course, it's found now in its various hidden forms and other names in a lot of packaged and modern foods today. And so much of our modern food, unfortunately, is not designed for health. It's designed for taste and profits. They have a whole branch of food science based on how to get people sensory reactions in the mouth to love that food, so you can't stop eating those crunchies. But it can impact your sleep. So I go into a lot of the foods in the book that can trigger negative reactions, and more importantly, foods that will help you on the other side of the coin. Like tart cherries is a great food to help with sleep. L-tryptophan.
I drink tart cherry juice.
Well, there you go.
I love tart cherry juice, and it has some melatonin in it, and it's a relaxant. Although it does have sugar, you can't have too much, but it's a little thing that I do drink myself, and it does work.
Yeah, that's definitely a helpful food. So food is a huge thing.
Can you share a little bit about the best time to go to sleep and why it's the best time?
Interestingly, that 10 o'clock is probably the ideal time to go to sleep, because the hours before midnight seems to be when our growth hormone in that those early sleep hours is triggered the most. So the growth hormone is what is kind of like the master hormone for us. So if you can get to bed before midnight, each hour before midnight is probably worth 2 hours of sleep in terms of the health impact of going to bed after midnight. So 10 o'clock is an ideal time.
10 o'clock. We all got to get some good sleep starting at 10. Well, you know what? I know that your book is online available, but it's also on your website, Sleep's Secrets, right? Sleepsecrets.net.
You got it. And available at Amazon.
Amazon. Thanks so much. That was a great book. Sleep Secrets, How to Fall Asleep Fast, Beat Fatigue and Insomnia, and Get a Great Night's Sleep. Thank you so much. All right. I'll put all of this information on the Wellness for Life radio show page. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.